to Guessable, where we celebrate the art of guessing with team captains Alan Davies and Darren Harriott. Joining Darren's team tonight, they call him Sunny D because he's such a fun guy and because he's much nicer with vodka in him. It's Dane Baptiste! We also have a man who's incredibly quick but still leaves you satisfied. He's the Linford of comedy. It's Russell Cain!
Is that good? Is that good?
That's good. Up against them on Alan's team, she knows everything about sport and is an amazing presenter. The exact opposite of me. It's Claire Balding!
Thank you.
Completing the team, he's always been a funny man, but since doing the Couch to 5K, he's also a runny man. It's Jason Manford!
Yes, nailed it.
I really felt like Alan Partridge. I could really hear him in my head. Claire, it's so lovely to have you here with us. So, the world of sport is notoriously competitive. How competitive are you when you play games?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10. I was brought up to be that way, and you've both got kids, haven't you? Mm. Do you let your children win running races?
I don't have any choice in that. I can't catch them.
My dad used to do it in a way of sort of taunting us, so let us think we were going to win and then, bang, do us on the line.
Can you beat him now?
Can I beat him now? Yes, I can, actually.
And he's like, but Claire, my wheelchair.
Whatever, old man. Come on! I've got you now, Dad! So, yes is the answer. I'm competitive.
No, very competitive. I'm excited to see how this works today, Claire. I'm very excited. Jason, actually, you've been on lots of quiz shows, haven't you?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah? But you've never won. do you think you might find guessing easier?
Yeah, I think guessing might be what's been letting me down on the other quiz shows, to be honest.
Alan, with all your years and years and years of experience, will you be nurturing the young ones on your team tonight?
Oh, yes, I'll try and help them through.
Yeah? So, Darren, you've worked as a bouncer.
I have.
Did you get really good at guessing who was lying about their age?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's quite easy to guess people lying about their age. Often it was just a kid on another kid's shoulder wearing a raincoat. So it made it really easy for me out.
And, Russell?
Yes?
You've also appeared on lots of quizzes. Is it fair to say that you're also quite competitive?
I don't know. I'm not. When I have to stand up and do a game where I'm moving, that's when my bottle goes. Even at Christmas, when there's a few people around the table, so I've taken a few Imodium just to settle things. And I wouldn't want to follow through at the moment of victory. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine if Comedy Central's like, we don't want to recommission you. Like, why's that? Oh, because Russell Cain shat himself. And so, what about you, Dane? Have you ever taken a game of Monopoly too seriously?
I don't play Monopoly because I can imagine how that would turn out. I don't think I'd be comfortable with seeing somebody gloat about money that doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
We weren't even allowed to play Monopoly as a kid.
Why not?
Well, my dad was a socialist and he said it was like it sort of bred capitalist behaviour.
Wow. What about all your money now?
Yeah, he seems pretty cool with that.
We are also joined by a unique individual. Some call him Britain's worst celebrity stalker, but his bail conditions suggest he's pretty good at it. It's our resident expert, John Kearns! Hey, John. You're looking well.
Well, thanks very much, Sarah. I appreciate that. Truth is, I just finished my Greg Wallace sculpture, Brass, and that guy is lean, let me tell you. What's his secret? So I went to his house, rummaged through the recycling, and I just eat what he eats now.
What kind of stuff is that?
Well, it's mainly plastic and paper, stuff like that. But it seems to be working, so...
OK, let's get cracking with the games. First up, let's play What Am I?
What am I?
In this game, you will become magically transformed by putting your head through the hole in our picture wall. Jason, mm-hmm. you're going to be playing this game for your team. If you'd like to take your head over there and pop it through
the
hole.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
No problem.
Anything to add, John?
Yeah, I must stress, you could be anything here. You could be an animal, you could be an object, but just shove your head through that hole like Winnie the Pooh into a honeypot, OK?
OK, Alan and Claire, if you'd like to take your positions in front of the picture wall. Jason, if you're ready...
Yeah.
Your time starts now.
Oh, you're a what?
So you're a rapper and...
Eminem.
Yes. Quick!
All right, Claire.
OK, a spectre. No,
Right.
Ghost.
Yes.
Very good.
It's a bit sticky.
Singer.
Oh, singer, twerker. She's a twerker.
A twerker.
Yeah, she's yeah. young.
Beyonce?
Her first name is like a distance.
Very, very,
that
very
you might
thin.
Run.
A yard. Yard.
8 furlongs in a...
It, what, what?
Eight. She's... it is how many over there?
Miles.
Yes, go for that. First
Miles.
Name.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to take him down, smack down.
A wrestler?
Yes. Yes.
Very good, Claire Balding. Frightening.
Okay, it's
good.
An animal a bit like a horse, but it's
strappy
got
horse. Strappy horse.
Is that right? Yes. it's going to take you, they're going to bring something to you,
brings
but take
it
to the wrong house.
And then he leaves it and walks away.
Yeah. It's got a parcel.
Deliveryman?
Yes. Somebody who's going to help heal you.
Not a nurse.
Doctor?
Yes.
Very good, guys. We'd like to make your way back to your seats.
I would never
relax. Hey, well done, Alan's team. You scored 7.
7?
Yeah. I've never, ever heard Miley Cyrus described like that. In furlongs. Sorry. And so, Dane, you're going to be playing for your team. How do you guys feel about it, having seen their performance?
We were intimidated when they went straight in with Stripey Horse, the intellectual acumen, Stripey Horse. And I thought, we can't win this.
OK, you've got 7 to beat. So, Dane, if you take 7. That lovely head of yours, pop it through the hole in the picture wall.
OK.
Russell, Darren, if you'd like to take your places in front of the picture wall. And your time starts... Now!
A little kid always dancing, baby, baby.
Canadian singer.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
There we go. All right. Oh, you, have them with chips.
You shell them.
Peas.
Shell them.
There we go. Oh, soldier, guy.
Rhymes with Boris Johnson, sung You're Beautiful.
James Brown.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
It's like a pug, but its ears go up instead.
But bonjour.
Paris is the capital of...
France?
Small dog.
French bulldog.
Yeah. a fruit that's like my bum.
Peach.
Yes.
Like that, you like that.
Work it, own it, own it.
Japanese food.
Sushi.
There you
go. Upside down sushi.
Look at that. Loads of hair.
Hair all at the...
Oh, Adam Stanley.
Oh. I'm afraid you're out of time. You'd like to make your way back to your seats. Hey, congratulations, Darren's team. You got 6.
Oh. Yeah, point.
Time there. I don't know what happened then.
You just weren't as good, Darren.
No, I guess that's how it works.
It's not all Darren's fault. I fixated on Russell's peach that 1 second, a bit too long.
I've never seen anyone say something so quickly without thinking. I mean,
it was like you were already thinking it before you said it.
Yeah. OK, so at the end of that round, Alan's team gets the point.
We did it. Well done, team.
Well done, everyone. But before we carry on, let's head over to John, as he has a revelation that is going to blow your mind.
Well, Sarah, much like my Year 6 leavers do, I'm bringing true game to this party. A game that blows all the other games out of the water. Tonight, all of the answers will be linked, some more loosely than others, to one of my favourite celebrities, whose identity... is hidden in the mystery box. Ooh. All of tonight's answers are going to be clues to the identity of the person hidden in the box. So let's have a look at the answers that we had in that first round. Please reveal the clue board. Have a peek at that. We had Eminem. How is Eminem connected to the person in the box? We had sock. Not socks. Sock. What could it mean? So, teams, pay close attention to the answers that you give tonight, because if you guess who is in the mystery box, you are the true winners.
Little John Kearns, everyone. OK, it's time now for our next game, Worst Impressions.
Worst Impressions.
Alan and... Russell, this is your chance to demonstrate your skills of imitation and acting. You will each have a list of names on a card and your teammates will have to correctly guess who it is that you're impersonating. The aim is to get through as many as you can before the buzzer goes. Have I missed anything, John?
Pretty simple stuff, but I must stress, Make a sound. Last time we played this, Emily Atack mimed the life of Luther Vandross from birth to death. It took 3 hours, and it's the most miserable piece of television I've ever been involved
in. And Alan, please take your position in front of your team.
All right. Oh, man.
Impression, impression, impression.
Go on, you can do this.
Your time starts now.
Here in the wilderness...
David Attenborough.
Say hello to my little friend.
Al Pacino.
Yes. Oh, this is hard.
Yehudi Menuhin. Nigel Kennedy. A violin.
Violinist.
This isn't it.
Okay.
How does he talk? I can't.
What's happening?
I can't do it.
Was it Tommy Cooper?
No.
But he did look like he was dying on stage.
Look, mate, put another shrimp on the barbie.
An Australian?
Yes.
Yeah. Just an Australian.
Just an Australian.
Just a plane.
A lion?
Yes, just a lion. That's all
really?
It is. Get up.
John Wayne.
A cowboy.
John Wayne.
Yes, John Wayne.
Astonishing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Policeman.
Absolutely.
From the 40s.
No, look. That's what I can do.
Well done, Alan. If you'd like to take your seat. Yeah.
Can I just say, Alan's interactions with the police are so different to mine.
Never had that in my life.
So, well done to Alan and your team. You scored 8.
8!
Oh, well done.
OK, Russell, you're up for your team. Do you think you can do any better than Alan?
Definitely not.
OK, Russell, if you'd like to please take your position in front of your teammates.
Apologies in advance.
And your time starts now.
Victoria, comb my hair.
Oh,
Victoria.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Superman.
Nazi. Yep.
Oh, God.
Is this very physical? Who's this?
Gorilla.
Yep. Yeah, I remember World War II, let alone the coronavirus, just like my son's son, cos I am, eh?
Grandfather. Well,
yes. Welcome to Stockholm.
Swedish.
Yep.
Oh! Home Simpson.
Yep.
Elephant.
Yep.
Meow.
Cat.
Yep.
Wow.
Allergy.
Yep. Hey, I got one candy canes. You got any candy canes?
Kid, child.
Elf.
Yes, but the accent.
Will Ferrell.
Yep.
You did that in less than a minute.
Wow.
That was great.
Do you know what? I can do 3 different monkeys. I do
yeah.
My daughter, I do the gorilla, the orangutan and the chimp. So I've been doing that practising.
That was very good. But I've never seen a Swedish person with a Cockney shoulder.
I'm glad the nations chose were all predominantly white nations because there would have been a very awkward moment if you were like, Somali? OK. I'm going to stay off Twitter for a week.
Yeah. So, I'm sure this comes as no surprise to anyone. You scored 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. That's a missing point.
So, at the end of that round, Darren's team gets the points.
Oh,
you don't get any points.
The teams are tied, so there's everything to play for. That's all for now. See you after the break. To Guessable, the show that leaves more people guessing than a cryptic real friends don't let you down Facebook status. Which reminds me, John, you okay, hon?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, the teams are tied, but there's plenty of time for that to change. Let's get on with it. Our next game is called Quick Draw.
Quick Draw.
In this game, your teammates just have to guess what you've drawn. Russell, you're up for your team. Anything to add, John?
You only have 3 seconds. If you go over, you're going to be disqualified. You must start on the first buzzer and end on the second. Capoche?
Okay. OK. Russell, if you'd like to go over and take your place.
Indeed, sir.
You good at drawing?
No, I'm awful at drawing.
Oh, brilliant.
He said that
okay.
But in impressions and then he was like Alistair McGowan up there.
Darren and Dame would like to take your places. Everybody ready? Your time starts now. And you're out of time. What is that?
Flower, tree.
Cloud. Is it like there's smoke there as well, maybe?
Pancake.
Okay, guys, you couldn't guess it. I can tell you that the answer was bush.
You were close.
Oh. Okay.
I was going to do something a bit more politically incorrect, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself close.
Russell, if you'd like to get ready for your second drawing, yep. Your time starts now. And your time's up.
Golf club.
What is that?
Note. Boot.
It's a penis.
No. I'm afraid you're completely wrong. It's a hockey stick.
You're so close every time.
So
very
wrong.
Close.
Okay.
Come on! Get ready for your third drawing now, Russell.
I took
best of luck
paper.
With this one.
Yeah.
Your time starts now. And you're out of time.
Glasses.
Oh, a car.
Frames.
What?
Frames.
Van.
Spectacles.
Oh, my God, guys!
Spectacles. Bicycle glasses.
No.
Sunglasses. Yes.
Well done, guys. If you'd like to take your seats. So, after that round, I'm sure you're aware, you scored one.
We'll take that.
Yeah! Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Okay. It's a hard game, Claire. You're going to be drawing for your team. How are you feeling about it?
I'm dreadful.
Great.
I'm
over to the easel.
Come on, Claire.
Yeah, come on, Claire. If you guys would like to take your places in front of the easel. Okay, Claire, when you're ready, your time starts now.
An egg.
What's that, guys?
An egg. An eye.
Looks like a fried egg.
A fried egg. An eye. Eyeball.
I'm afraid that
peach.
Is... No, excuse me, Claire Balding. I've never seen an artist do that in a gallery. I can tell you that the answer is donut.
Oh.
That's what Claire's drawn. Claire, if you get ready to draw your second item, your time starts now. And you're out of time.
That's a person. It's a penguin.
COVID-19. Camel. Boomerang.
You're absolutely nowhere near, guys.
No,
it's bones.
It's bones.
Bones is the answer.
It's a bone. It looks like a dog bone, doesn't
it's
it?
A broken
it
bone.
It's like a character. It's a bone. Like, I see it's a dog bone. I know. It's not.
Okay, you ready for your third item?
Yeah.
And go.
A whale.
Whale.
A whale.
No, that's quite good. I promise you, that is quite good.
Is it a fish? Is it a whale? Is it a dolphin? Is it a
Alan,
eel?
You're never, you're, and I'm saying this in a nice way, Claire, you're never going to get it.
No?
The answer is turtle.
What? What the fuck was that, Balding?
That is a turtle!
Unbelievable.
That's quite
even
a good
now,
turtle.
Even now it's not a turtle. Unbelievable!
I know, that was a bit big, but I was rushing. I had 3 seconds and I can't draw!
It was all right.
Oh, so after that round, as I'm sure you noticed, you didn't get any.
The donut, we could have got the donut.
Well,
yeah.
You didn't. So, at the end of that round, it's Darren's team. Who got the point?
Oh, what a shame.
Weirdly, we still feel like we lost.
I think we all thought you were going to.
Yeah.
I know. Our next game is called Say It Properly.
Say it properly.
This game is all about the props. John is going to show you a range of items which, when said out loud, spell out a word, a place or a name. For example, if the objects were a pie and a rat, it would be pie rat. You see? Pirate. OK, anything else to add, John?
Well, if only life were that easy, Sarah. To clarify, I have mixed up the objects so they're not in order.
So, John, do you want to move over to the other side of the attic?
I'll be back in a minute.
Whoa.
Right, here's a tip about the game. Just say what you see until you say something that makes sense, even if you don't see it.
Okay.
Darren and Dane, you're up for your team.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is rough.
You boys ready?
Darren and Dane, your time starts now.
It's a brand. It's a very well-known worldwide brand.
Jacket, yellow.
Yeah, what's another word for jacket?
Coat.
Cagoule. Mac. Coat.
Yes.
Don Mac.
Old people.
McDonald's.
Fantastic.
Whoa! Oh, great. Great. Yeah, see, it's the
keys to keep saying. This is a children's favourite. This is a children's favourite.
Pants. Pants. Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants!
Yes.
Oh. Very good, very good.
This is a person. This is a person. Okay?
Belt.
It's all there. It's all there.
Perfect. Bell. What's
steak.
That? The part?
Steak.
What's
steak.
That?
Bell.
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 Bell. Bell. Steak.
Christian Bell.
Sir.
Bell. Steak. Steak. Red meat. Bell.
Sir. Lion steak. Paper steak.
It's a sad certificate. It's a sad.
Sad. Oh, deceased. Dead. Divorce.
I'm afraid you're out
Bell.
Of time. John, would you like to put us all out of our misery and tell us what's going on up there?
Mistake.
This was Rebel Wilson.
Oh.
How?
Oh.
I like my steak.
Oh, rare,
rare.
Bell Wilson.
This is a bell.
A Wilson.
This
bell.
Is a will, and that's the rare. Sun.
I still don't even barely get...
Okay, well done, guys. If you'd like to go back
that
and
was...
sit down.
Not
a
single one. Not one.
Well done, guys. You've got 2 out of 3 there. You did very well. Alan, do you think your team is going to do as well?
Yeah.
OK, so guessing for your team, it's Alan and Claire.
Come on, Claire.
Come on. Go on, Claire.
You're way over there. Right.
Pressure's on you, Alan, with Claire.
Shut up! John, are you ready?
I'm ready, Alan. Claire?
So ready.
Then
so
your
ready.
Time starts now.
This is an instrument.
Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boyn is
what is that
Boleyn?
The bottom?
Oh,
oil?
That's a violin.
Oil. It's oil. O, it's an O or a light.
Liquid O.
O, just an O.
O,
it's an violin. It's an oboe. O.
Anne was correct. It's an instrument.
No, but no.
Owen oil.
You're very close. Viola.
And no.
Violin.
I can't tell you how close you are.
Check. Follow that. What you're saying.
Oil and oil. And oil.
Painting.
What is this? What is this?
Canvas. It's an O.
What is that? What is that?
It's oil.
What does it look like? What does it look like?
It looks like a vial of
perfume.
A fluid.
A vial of fluid? What kind of fluid?
A perfume.
Oh,
a urine!
Yes, what's another word for urine?
Pee.
Wee.
Pee.
Anno pee.
It's finished.
Time's
done.
I know, please.
Go back and sit down, guys.
Traumatized.
I've decided that as we're going to lose, we're just going to lose gloriously.
Yeah. I think it's really good because sometimes people watch at home and think, oh, that's really easy, but you made it look really hard. Really hard, didn't you?
I'm telling you, it's literally the worst night of my life.
Okay, Alan's team, you scored 1 out of 3.
You got one, though.
It's almost time for another break, but before that, John, can you please take us through the clues that we've had so far?
We had a bush. We had donuts. What the hell's going on? A hockey stick? Bones? Aren't we all made of bones, in a way? How do these all link to the person in the mystery box?
OK, well, we'll all find out who it is later on. Feel free to have a guess at home, and I'll see you shortly for more Guessable. Welcome back to Guessable, the quiz where the most important thing to know is how to have a lovely time, apart from Claire, who feels awful since we've seen her crap drawing.
I actually do. I'm never going to get over this. Yeah.
You might be able to make it up later on.
The weird thing was that your dad just came on and did it brilliantly. Absolutely nailed it.
And quicker as well. He did it in 2 seconds, each one.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Our next game tests our team's ability to bluff. It's What You Porking About?
What are you porking about?
Darren's team, in this game, you will all get a box, but only one of you will have a real object inside. The object of the game is to convince the other team that you are the person who has an actual object, even if that's not true. Anything to add, John?
Sarah, you know I love this game. Take time to know your object. Take an hour or two. We can edit this.
So, Dane, will you please go first? And can you tell us what's in your box?
OK. It's a dictionary.
Oh, a dictionary. Would you guys like to ask him any questions about that?
Is it a paperback or a hardback?
Ooh, oh, good question.
It's a hardback.
Liar.
What? Why does that make you think it's a lie?
Because it hesitated.
I don't know.
Is it a miniature? Is it a miniature dictionary? Because it seems not to be very heavy.
Oh, are you trying to say I'm weak, Claire? It's a pretty decent-sized dictionary.
Look at his arms. He could just lift books all day.
Yeah. That's right.
is it one of the famous makes of dictionaries?
It's not a well-known make.
What's it say on the front?
It says concise and also dictionary.
Can you look up sparrow and see what it says?
Oh, this will be some sort of...
You should have got something that you wouldn't know what it is.
This says a small herbivorous bird native to the British Isles.
And what's the word after sparrow?
The next word is the verb sparrowed.
Wow.
Wow.
You're convincing.
It's a concise dictionary, Claire.
That was concise.
Any other words you want to know from the dictionary?
Wonky.
Wonky, so you get on there.
Why would that come up?
You're on QI, mate.
I know.
Wonky. Wonky is an adjective. It's also synonymous with unstable or also rickety.
Ooh. Yeah. OK, Darren, if you'd like now to open your box and tell the other team what's inside.
OK. A horse crap, like a whip.
Oh. Made of what?
Oh, you've got an expert here. Come on.
Made of leather.
Leather the whole way?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you got the Poirot of horses over there.
Yeah.
Anything about horses, anything about Greg, you don't. So, good luck, my friend.
Russell Bennett, I have a pasty in there.
And can you describe to me the top and the bottom of it, please?
The top of it, well, the top of it is like, it's like, like there's like loads of slits in it.
Uh-huh.
And then as you go down, it's kind of round. To be honest with you, it looks like a sex thing.
Oh, and does that sound believable, Claire? Could they be used for sex?
They are.
I think they are. I don't know.
Story checks out.
So it could, but you see what I'm thinking? It doesn't, to me, look quite long enough in that box.
Everything's a competition with Claire.
And Russell, if you'd like to tell us what's in your box?
A horse's head.
Please don't be something like me.
I'm gonna whip it.
It is a jar of lollipops.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't believe in that?
So I'm from Essex, so we just sound like we're lying the whole time anyway, so you're in trouble. Can you trust me, Governor? Jar of lollipop. It is. It genuinely is.
Are they a particular type of lollipop?
It's an unbranded glass jar, right, like the ones you might also put tea and coffee in.
How many lollipops?
So, I don't know, there's probably about 20 or 30 in there. Oh. Traditional there sugary ones. They've even coagulated at the bottom where they've obviously been stored in a hot room in readiness for this show.
Are there any strawberry ones? Any strawberry ones?
It could be strawberry, but none of them are a single colour. There is one that's got, looks like it could be like a rhubarb and custard flavour. Some are green and red.
OK, so do you guys have a feeling about which of the three could be telling the truth?
Well, this is very difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Because they all seem like they're lying.
I think it's Russell.
With the lollipops?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the lollipops are real? Yeah. 30 lollipops in a jar.
I think it's got a jar.
It's got his head around it.
Why is that so hard to believe?
Who do you think
it is? Well, weirdly, I'm sort of, having thought, no, it can't possibly be the whip, I'm sort of thinking it might be.
Yeah.
Because the description wasn't, it was just literally say what you see.
For someone who doesn't know horses and whips.
Yeah.
That's how you would describe it.
Yeah. The handle end was good. I'm a bit worried about the other end description because it doesn't seem right.
Oh, the old business end, am I right, Claire?
Don't really worry about that end.
Yeah. OK, I'm going to have to push you for an answer now, please.
Wow, this is difficult. Russell.
OK.
I think it's...
Do you think it is?
I think it's Darren.
Do you think it's Darren as well?
Well, the last person I think is Russell.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with Darren then.
OK, you're going with
Final
Darren.
Final answer.
You're going with Darren. Alan's team have gone with Darren, will the person who does have a real object in their box please reveal it to the other team?
It might be...
Oh, you're kidding.
Less than 30. Oh. I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I want them counted. Oh.
There's at least 20 in there, Manford, and you know it.
There we have it. Russell really did have a jar of half-sucked lollipops on his lap. So the answer in that round was lollies. Let's add it to the clue board. And Darren's team gets the point.
Oh, yeah. Good work. I did.
John, that means that Alan's team are currently losing. Do you have any advice for them before we play the next game?
Well, the best piece of advice I ever heard was an old Henry Ford quote, which I once saw retweeted by Boys to Men, so I thought, OK. It's, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right.
Ooh, soulful wisdom right there.
It's deep, that's deep.
Yeah, OK. Well, let's see if it works. Let's play our next game. Muted. In this game, you have to mouth some words while your teammates do their best to lip-read what you're saying. Anything to add, John?
Well, just for those watching at home with subtitles, you might want to give this game a miss.
OK, Dane, you're playing for your team. Darren and Russell, you'll be doing the guessing. Are you confident about your lip-reading skills?
Yeah, very confident. I've got this in the bag.
OK, your time starts now.
Slash. Next one.
Burger.
Steven. Silent movie. Something movie. Scary movie.
Ah, get in.
Swish.
Sweat. Sweaty.
Glass something.
Lacking.
Really
lift shoes.
You're out of time. You're out of time then. Well done, you scored 3.
Guess him. Well done.
Okay, Claire, guess what?
So close.
It's time to redeem yourself. You're up for your team. Are you...
They're already trashing me.
They only got 3.
Yeah. You ignore them, Claire.
Are you confident in your mouthing abilities?
No, I've got a tiny mouth.
Claire's got a tiny mouth.
I've never been able to eat hamburgers. Oh, I just...
That breaks my heart. That absolutely breaks my heart.
Well, unfortunately, that's the last round. if you're ready, your time starts now.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Bible. Death Row.
Wow. Oh, we're fine.
Jason, it started.
Jason, can you join in?
Penises.
I only speak Northern. Bells.
Next one.
OK. Knock. Who's there?
No miming, just mouthing, okay. Claire.
She's got a tiny mouth.
Cocktail.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Throbbing. The
beast. The beast. The biggest.
Beach.
The beach.
The beach.
The beach.
Oh. Very good. But it's a good mouth, isn't it?
Because it was a mighty mouth.
Because you did really, really well there.
To be honest with you, I didn't hear the rules of the game and I thought Claire was having a nervous breakdown.
You reacted very badly in it.
You scored 5.
Whoa. Yeah! Back in the game.
OK, so at the end of that round, Alan's team gets the point. Yeah. It's almost time for one last break, but before that, let's go across to John and his mystery box.
Well, Sarah, the clue board is starting to resemble something you might see in The Wire, if The Wire based an episode on things like burger. Not burgers, again. Why the singular, not the plural? Don't let that get in your head now. Game of Thrones. The Bible was mentioned. Is it a character from the Bible? Is it someone who believes in what the Bible says? Why is the Bible so important to the person in our mystery box?
Mm. OK, so, Darren, did those new additions mean anything to you?
We think we might have a bit of a lead.
Oh, OK.
We definitely, yeah.
Well, you don't need to tell me just yet. Mull it over the break, and I'll see you shortly for more guessing. we head into the final part of the show, Darren's team are in the lead, but it's still anyone's game if they can crack who is in John's mystery box and steal the whole blooming thing. Are you listening, Alan?
Yeah.
You can still win the show.
I've just had a moment of clarity about the mystery box.
This is good to hear. This is good to hear, because you can still win it. Before then, let's play one more game. It's called Rhyme Time.
Rhyme time!
In this game, you have to describe two things at a time without saying what they are, but helpfully, they will always rhyme. For example, if I said, shiny, opinionated guy on Good Morning Britain playing a church instrument, the answer would, of course, be Piers Morgan playing an organ. Anything to add, John?
The most important part is that you get the two words that rhyme, and if you could link them, that'd be great. So, like, orange and, you know, forget that one, but we could go with, you know, the month. You know, I don't get paid enough to do it. Just rhyme the words. Just rhyme the words.
OK, then. Alan's team, you're up first. Ooh. And Jason, you'll be doing the describing. And if you're ready...
Good luck, Jace.
Your time starts now.
Right. It's a drink, an alcoholic drink, and also something children... another name for sweets.
Is it beer, vodka, gin?
No,
is it spirit?
No, it's a short. I don't really drink, so I don't know.
Tequila.
But it's not whiskey and it's not vodka.
Rum.
Scotch. Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy.
And something children eat. If you went to Willy Wonka's
brandy
factory,
snaps.
He'd have
candy. Oh, candy.
There you go.
Candy. Yeah.
Okay. He's a singer. I think he won X Factor. He also played in Soccer Aid.
Ollie Murs.
Yep.
Murs.
And,
just the Murs.
Something that a cat has, and he's sort of doing this.
Ollie Murs stroking
his fur.
Birds, yeah.
Really?
It's the bird that's associated with Christmas.
Turkey.
The other one.
Partridge.
With a red chest.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah.
Robin.
And he
Robin.
Is Robin. Something. You know, if you bang your head and you're like, oh, that's really.
Robin.
Saw.
Yeah, but
Robin.
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 Yeah, it's Robin. Robin. Yeah, Robin's Robin. Yeah. He's a DJ.
And he's all sexual.
He's a well-known, the most famous DJ in sort of, you know, young people. Not, I'm not talking
Fat
like...
Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, like actual young people now. Actual young people. He did the song with Amy Winehouse that... he's also, if you buy a pair of other
plans. I'm afraid you're out of time there.
What, why France?
Calvin Harris.
Calvin.
Lives in Paris.
I'm just so glad I didn't say Steve Wright, which I was going to say when he said DJ.
Well done, guys. You scored three.
Three is good.
It's rubbish.
OK, Darren's team.
Can I just say I didn't feel sexual when the Robin was throbbing? I just want to...
Are these all sexual?
Darren's team, it's your turn now. And, Darren, you're going to be doing the explaining.
Okie dokie.
Your time starts. Now.
Famous rapper urinating.
Eminem.
Famous rapper...
Drake.
Kanye's ex-friend.
Jay-Z is lazy.
Jay-Z having a pee.
Bam, there we go. Court of law, gavel.
Judge.
Yeah.
Hammer.
Kids like it.
Sweets.
Other kind of sweets. The ones that get stuck in your teeth.
Toffee.
Oh, gum.
Toffee hammer.
Ah! Judge.
Toffee.
No, not Toffee, the other one.
A judge eating fudge.
Yeah, there we go. OK, terrible French DJ, more modern than Fatboy Slim.
David Guetta.
And it's raining.
Great Guetta.
There we go.
Very good.
Wears a big hat and is really happy.
Keith Lemon.
Where's a big hat and a singer? Really happy, nerd.
Pharrell.
You press it and it...
Pharrell's ringing a bell.
There we go! That was so good!
Time! That's the angriest I've ever seen you!
Sorry, when it comes to rhyming and there's a black guy, I expect a lot. Sorry, Dave.
I know, but famous rapper is very ambiguous, Darren.
Yeah, also, to be fair, you just said sweets. OK, so at the end of that round, Darren's team gets the point. So, that's all of the rounds, and I can tell you that tonight's winning team, you won't be surprised, is Darren's team.
Well done.
Well done, well done to you. But, unfortunately, victory can be snatched from your arms if the other team guess correctly who is in the mystery box. John, I'm going to go over to you.
Yes, sir, earlier on I revealed the mystery box and all the answers that you've given today are linked to the person inside. Let's have a look at the new clues that we had from that round. We had Ollie Murs. We had robins. We had pea. Pea's come up a few times in this show. Why? Does the person in this box pee? Who knows? Put me out of my misery. Who is in my mystery box?
Darren's team, who do you think is in the box?
Can I just say, Russell is bursting at the
seams.
Well,
we might be incorrect. Russell,
come on!
So tell me your theory.
A slight advantage having a five-year-old daughter whose favourite story is The Princess and the Pea.
Okay.
I love all, like, primate programmes, and I know this character. She works with a charity in Rwanda. Mm-hmm.
Also,
there's lots of Canadian clues.
I'd also like to add the fact that we had the rapper Eminem, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, who may share the same initials as the person we've given.
Indeed. Okay. Lots of Canadian stuff where this person's recently fled to because of the Game of Thrones she's playing in the United Kingdom.
Also, scary movie, Sweat. Who do I know who's scary and can't sweat? Maybe this person's relative.
I see. OK, so are you saying what I think you're saying?
We're saying it's Meghan Markle.
Yeah, we're saying it's Meghan Markle.
Alan's team, this is your chance to win it all back right at the end. Do you have any idea who could be in the mystery box?
Well, I got quite preoccupied with zebras and lions and gorillas.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get the Lion King out of my head.
Right.
And then Eminem came up.
Yes.
And then I started to think that it might be Elton John.
Wow, OK.
And then once I thought that, I couldn't change my mind.
OK, so you got
even when John Wayne came in, it didn't seem to have anything to do.
OK, so sometimes the links can get tenuous. Jason Clare, do you agree?
I'd like to be gracious in defeat.
Yeah.
They've absolutely trounced us. I think they've got the answer to this as well, and well done.
Wow. Oh, Claire, that's absolutely not the attitude of a competitive person. What's happened to you?
Where's the Claire Balding we know?
Guessable's destroyed Claire Balding.
Let's go with that, then.
Let's go with
Elton John? Yeah, OK. Well, John, now is the moment of truth. Can you tell us what we've all been waiting for?
If it's Elton John,
Who is it in the mystery box?
Well, I can tell you that... in my mystery box...
Elton John.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yes, it was Calvin Broaddus, a.k.a. Snoop Doggy Dogg, in John's box the entire time. And what have you got there, John?
Ah, well, this is a special portrait that I had made of Snoop Dogg there. Wonderful thing. Painted by two artists, apparently. Brothers, weirdly, two hands on this. I just wanted to say, if they're watching, I will get every penny back, plus it.
So, guys, you might be wondering how some of the answers linked to Snoop Dogg. Right, at the beginning, remember we had a ghost? Yeah. That's because he owns a Rolls-Royce ghost, which is just a car with a sheet over it. Miley Cyrus, she did a song with Snoop, Zebra, Stripey Horse. He starred in Racing Stripes, which is about zebras. Oh. A doctor, he's worked with Dr. Dre a lot. A sock has designed socks. We've got James Blunt, because he hired a professional blunt roller. There we go. A peach, like your peachy butt. The Peaches and Cream song. It's obvious once you know, isn't it? John Wayne, because in 2006, he was charged attempting to carry a collapsible baton onto a plane at Orange County John Wayne Airport. Donuts, because he's advertised Dunkin' Donuts. Death Row, because he's signed to Death Row Records. And a cocktail, because Snoop Dogg has achieved the record for the largest gin and juice cocktail ever created.
Did we have anything about dogs?
There's a French bulldog. Yeah. Let me tell you where that's from, then.
French
bulldog. He has one, and it has its own Instagram. Congratulations if you guessed it correctly at home. So that's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you to our players. Thank you to John Kurz. And, of course, to Snoop Doggy Dogg. Thank you, and good night.